going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Payne and Pendergast with you. We are rolling through the draft today, draft heavy. We'll hit a little Rockets later on this hour. They're back at it. Game 3 against the Golden State Warriors tomorrow night in San Francisco. We've got Take-A-Mania at the top of the hour, the bad takes of the week, trying to take down Deion Sanders. Tease for that, Deion Sanders is going to try to take down Deion Sanders this week. He's had so many bad takes lately, he's fighting himself in one of the bouts at the top of the hour.
Have we heard from Deion at all, other than the commercials that were playing heavily last night?
Not that I've seen. In response to Shadur falling to the second round, you mean? No, I've not seen anything from Deion. You know, the funny thing last night, Seth, was that ESPN had been running a promo, you know, for the last week or two or however long, leading up to last night's coverage of the draft. It was very Shadur-centric. You know, it was showing highlights of Shadur and showing Shadur doing things off the field, you know, showing off all, you know, all his swag and everything like that. And at the very end, he says, you know, it's going to be legendary. And they flash up the graphic. Day one, draft, 6 p.m. Eastern, ESPN. And after the draft was over last night, I was staying up and watching SportsCenter and whatnot. And during one of the breaks, they ran the exact same promo, but they just changed it to day two, ESPN 2, 5:30 Eastern. They just changed same commercial, changed the graphic up to and including Shadur talking about how legendary he is.
It's absolutely the best thing that could have happened for the broadcasters is for Shadur to slide
for
in
tonight.
Too.
That
is a huge mega story. Yep. The second and third rounds become very quickly. You realize as you get into it, like, all right, okay. Let me do some research on this guy. If you're watching and you're not plugged in super hardcore to the draft. So this is actually very, very notable.
Yeah.
Those dirty network executives are probably hoping he slides to the third round.
Oh, hell yeah. Keep people around all night. Well, there's only been, what did I see the numbers? There's only been one quarterback drafted in the second round over the last three drafts. Will Levis is the only quarterback to be drafted in the second round. You know, there were several third, but so is that a trend? Like, do people just say, all right, well, it's Shadur, and then there's, you know, it's Jalen Milroe.
But if you're not, you're either good enough to take a shot on the first round, but otherwise we got to get down to business and draft some guys that can contribute immediately.
That's not a small body of work. That's three drafts worth of quarterbacks that the teams have just said.
I guess the difference would be that in those drafts, he also had quite a few guys going in the first round at times.
I think it's just an interesting fact. If you'd asked me how many quarterbacks have been drafted in the second round over the last 3 years, I would have said, I don't know, six, you know, two each draft. I have no idea.
So you're pretty sure he's not going to go to the Browns. And then after that, we'll see how it all plays out.
Yeah, we'll see. And, teams may move up to get him.
It's the problem with Shadur is that Shadur doesn't shy away from the kind of fueling the whatever controversy or scuttlebutt or whatever there might be. And then with guys like that, when you're bringing in a guy who's not going to be a starter, there's a higher bar that they want to have in terms of how you're going to fit on the team. And I think there's a lot of teams that obviously have questions about that.
Yeah, the part of the draft where someone would be worth the maybe attention-drawing stuff that Shadur does is come and gone.
You're the self-proclaimed changer of cultures.
Yeah.
but you're coming in as a late second round pick.
Yeah.
Then it's not going to start right away. And yet you are the self-proclaimed tone setter to teach these men how to act like men, damn it.
Yeah. And oh, by the way, you have a helicopter dad. Yeah. You know, you got that comes with it. I think a lot of last night is a referendum as much on Deion as it is on Shadur, in my opinion.
Deion's got a little bit of just that. I think Deion doesn't understand that the way he operated worked because he's one of the greatest defensive backs who ever played the game. It doesn't work if you're a guy of marginal talent or prospects.
He's writing checks with his mouth that Shadur has to cash.
Yeah,
and Shadur doesn't have the talent to cash those checks. All right, Pender Polak.
Like the kid, Shadur's like the kid on the little league team, and the father's the coach and makes him the pitcher every time.
Always played shortstop. Yeah. All right, Pender Polak for Texan fans. Seth, hopefully you haven't looked at this yet because I love it when you guess. Okay. Which of the new rookies in the AFC South are Texan fans most concerned with having to face twice a season? Cam Ward, drafted number one overall by the Titans. Travis Hunter, Jacksonville traded up from 5 to 2 to draft him. And then Tyler Warren, drafted 14th overall, the tight end out of Penn State by the Colts.
All right, this is going to be a tough one. It's always hard when there's three candidates for me to nail the percentages, but I think Travis Hunter is going to win it by what amount. People still remember Vince Young coming in as a rookie with the Titans and doing a lot of damage, so maybe some people are going to vote Cam Ward because of that. I think Travis Hunter wins this getting 73% of the votes.
No, your spidey sense is a little off on this one. Tyler Warren is the winner on this
one.
Tyler Warren, well, he's winning. It's still open if people want to vote. I put it up last night. As of right now, it's very close. Warren, 42.6%. Travis Hunter, 41.4%. So it's a dead heat between those two. And then Cam Ward is fairly far back at 16%. It's pretty funny that the quarterback, I guess that stands to reason. I mean, there's a better chance that Cam Ward is a bust than these other two guys, just based on the bust factor of highly drafted quarterbacks. But it sounds like yours would be Travis Hunter, just based on what you think maybe the masses would say. But what is yours in that?
Mine is still Travis Hunter.
Yeah.
I think that now Cam Ward, with any rookie quarterback who has elite physical traits, I worry about his ability on any given Sunday to show that. Those show up. Anthony Richardson. I think Anthony Richardson is a horrendous NFL quarterback, as evidenced by his 50% completion percentage. And yet, we know that on any given Sunday, he can absolutely destroy you because he's capable of great things. Cam Ward likewise. Okay, there's going to be throws that he makes that he shouldn't make. And he's going to have a game where he has 4 or 5 interceptions this year. But he's also going to have a few games where he just absolutely goes off.
Mm-hmm.
So I get nervous about Cam Ward in that regard. But I think Travis Hunter. Travis Hunter, just because the potential for him to just put on displays of extreme, I would say showmanship, but that's not his personality. Just extremely rare athletic ability.
Yeah.
And if he's doing it on both sides of the ball, it just adds a dynamic to game planning against the Jaguars that's really, really hard to account for.
Your answer is Travis Hunter. My answer is Travis Hunter as well. What's the case? If you had to make a case for Tyler Warren, who's winning this poll right now, what would it be?
I think at least part of it. Okay. If I have to first, let me explain maybe where some of the psychology is. I think a lot of people had fantasies in their minds of the Texans in a surprise move trading up for Tyler Warren,
somehow
Tyler Warren would fall to the Texans. Hey, and when Loveland's the first tight end off the board last night, you start wondering like, I don't know. Maybe there's something good about it. Maybe Tyler Warren's got maybe he's got issues at home that ultimately drive him down, but can be overcome. You know, you kind of hope they're like, I don't know, he's got some kind of issue. I just don't get it, just because he's stepping into a horrific situation and having a quarterback who's either going to be Anthony Richardson or Daniel Jones. And the tight end isn't the guy that's going to absolutely crush you if the quarterback's incapable of throwing the ball consistently.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. all you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play Stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To anybody,
yeah.
If the Colts want to turn this into a dink and dunk offense, then by all means, let them.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler Warren might break a few big ones here and there, but he's not going to be as much of a menace and a threat on a down by down basis as potentially Travis Hunter or Cam Ward. Plus, you got to remember too that Hunter, if he's playing more wide receiver than defensive back, he's paired up with another really good young wide receiver.
Brian Thomas Jr.'s name should have come up by now. You're right.
That situation is as good as it could possibly be for Trevor Lawrence.
Yep.
I'm not convinced that Trevor Lawrence is actually a really good NFL quarterback, but I flat out know that Anthony Richardson isn't.
Yeah. Some explanations on the text page. Texans suck at covering tight ends. That's a text message from Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line. Well, and furthermore, this is a different texter, but same point. Texan fans are concerned because Travis Kelce's given the Texans defense issues even at an old age.
Yeah.
So what would Tyler Warren do? Yeah, yeah. They're all good players. Like there's not a bad answer. I'll tell you what I'm excited about with Travis Hunter, especially he's going to be used on both sides of the ball, and it would appear that he's going to. In fact, let's play Ben, if we could, let's play Gladstone here. This is Gladstone when he was asked about the F them picks mentality with the Rams, where they would trade major draft capital to make big moves like he did last night.
I probably got some familiarity with the them picks sort of process. So for our fans, I'll tell you, don't be scared. This is something I'm uniquely positioned to navigate. And we ended up bringing Travis Hunter to Jacksonville. And with that, he is somebody who is deserving of a first-round draft pick as a wide receiver, and he is worthy of a first-round draft pick as a corner. Certainly look forward to each of those elements showing themselves over the next few years while he's under his rookie contract. But, we're excited about just getting him in the boat, so to speak.
Multiple people have reached out to me via text this morning and said he sounds stoned, the magical Gladstone today, or the magnificent Gladstone.
Oh, yeah, he's got a little bit of that, yeah.
He's like,
yeah.
Amy texted me, she's like, he sounds like Spicoli from Fast Times at Ridgemont, Iowa.
I'll tell you what, honestly, the part that I was kind of surprised about where he said that I'm uniquely, what did he say, situated?
To navigate the situation. Navigate was the word you're probably trying to think. He's uniquely qualified to navigate the situation.
Qualified was the word I was looking for.
Gotcha.
Okay, so uniquely qualified to navigate the situation. That would almost be like if Nick Caserio had showed up and in one of the first moves he made that, now like what his first draft pick was Davis Mills. But, okay, what if Caserio gotten up and said, like, well, a lot of people scoff at drafting a quarterback in the third round with your first pick. But look, I was in the organization that had Tom Brady, who became one of the best quarterbacks of all time.
He'd have gotten crushed.
I am uniquely positioned and qualified to make a pick such as this.
He'd have gotten crushed, and I think a lot of it would have been because Jack Easterby was still in the building at that time.
Plus he wouldn't have said that.
No.
You know, like he wouldn't have said, Jack Easterby was in the building, but he also, like, Caserio tries really hard to not make it about himself.
Yeah.
Gladstone was kind of like, hey, don't worry, I'm in charge now.
But the reason I bring up that he would get crushed is everybody in Jacksonville seems to be lapping up everything Gladstone is saying. Like, I don't think they gave one crap that he's bringing up the Rams last night. Like, they love him there. Right, yeah.
You know? I think it's a good move by the Jaguars. I don't begrudge them one bit. It was a bold move for a very unique player. And they have a GM who's uniquely qualified to do it.
You and I both like the Will Anderson trade. I think if you like the Will Anderson trade, then it's hard to like, it's hard to criticize the Travis Hunter trade. They're the same trade almost.
The Will Anderson trade was more criticizable because one of the biggest assets for Will Anderson was very much about the intangibles.
Yeah.
And he wasn't the same caliber of unique physical specimen and football player in college that Travis Hunter was.
Yeah, nobody.
So that's like, man, that's a lot to give up for. At the time, Will Anderson, remember, like, Will Anderson was very, very raw as a pass rusher.
You and I were having conversations about drafting Tyree Wilson instead of him 2 days before the draft.
Because Tyree Wilson did some of the defensive end things. He had more polished technique than Will Anderson did. So there was a lot of, there was still some projection with Will Anderson. The thing that really put him over the top was all of the intangibles. And that's something that we as fans can't see and also get tired of hearing about because every coach is gushing about the intangibles of various guys,
yep,
half of whom end up being bums.
Yep. Keep texting in takes on the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line. A lot of people weighing in. We're going to get back to the Texans and what they did last night. Let's touch on the Rockets here real quick in the next segment. They play the Warriors tomorrow. Turns out C.J. Stroud had some really good analysis on Jalen Green from game one to game two. C.J. Stroud showing off his basketball chops. We've got that for you coming up next.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.